Conference organisers here are warning that their sector will be the last to recover post-pandemic, and they've called for an extension of state supports and clarity around the return of regular international travel. The Association of Irish Professional Conference Organisers holds its annual conference today virtually and says it needs help in order to confidently plan for 2022 and beyond. Marina Finn is co-chair of the AIPCO. She joins me on the line now. Marina, the government has promised an outline of a plan for future supports by the end of this month. They've also promised no cliff edge. So what else are you looking for?
Good morning, Adam. It's a pleasure to be with you this morning. I suppose over the last 14 months, and due to the pandemic and the associated travel restrictions, our reality is that we've had little or no business. And sadly, in 2021, we anticipate that we will have a second year. We've had no business because essentially we are entirely reliant on the overseas international delegate attending. In terms of a plan from our side and what we need, as you said, we really are calling on the government to extend the EWSS until April 2022 and to allocate further grants for our sector. This is really key. We really see this as a temporary measure going forward and really a bridge to recover in 2022. We appreciate the subsidies and the assistance that we have been given, but we really see this as a core part of us being able to keep our doors open and to being able to maintain the experience and expertise we have in our industry. Also, I suppose just what's also important is that we have a roadmap, and in terms of taking on the challenges of international travel, we understand how difficult it is, but this will give confidence to our international delegates to choose Ireland over other destinations.
Well, even if you do get the roadmap, realistically at this stage, it's going to be next year before there's any activity in the sector because of the planning that's involved.
That's correct, Adam. I mean, our business is a very long lead-in business, but we're really not talking about this year. We're really talking about a resumption of business from 2022 onwards. And what we need now is investment so that we can reap rewards in the future. You know, we do have, you know, very good business on the books for 22, 23 and onwards, and over $1 billion in the pipeline until 2033. But our challenges at the moment is keeping our doors open, maintaining the experience of and expertise we have within our industry. And that is why we are calling for government to extend these supports for us so that we can really hit the ground running and take every opportunity in the future that we can, because, you know, we believe Ireland has a very bright future in this sector.
Businesses and attendees have had more than a year now of virtual conferences. Is there a concern among your members that conferences, as we know them, just aren't going to come back? They're gone for good.
No, absolutely not. I think we're all humans, and what we want to do is to have live face to face meetings. But there is no doubt that I suppose the model has changed. And what we have done over the last 14 months is we have been very agile. We have had a number of virtual meetings, but for the future, we see this being really as a hybrid model going forward, a blended model between having live face-to-face meetings on site in Ireland and equally having a virtual online platform where delegates from all around the world can actually join the meeting. And we do see that this actually is a business opportunity going forward, because we believe that we will actually increase delegate numbers attending these international meetings, but based and hosted in Ireland.
Okay. Marina Finn, co-chair of the Association of Irish Professional Conference Organisers, thank you very much for that.